From Washington, this is VOA. I'm Steve Karish reporting. For the first time since a deadly cholera epidemic broke out in Haiti in 2010, the UN has admitted that its peacekeeping troops played a significant role in the spread of the disease, which has killed nearly 10,000 people and infected hundreds of thousands of others. A spokesman for Secretary General Ban Ki-moon said the UN needs to do much more to address the cholera epidemic in Haiti and promised a significant new set of UN actions to respond to the crisis. Thursday's announcement came 10 days after a completion of a confidential report that is said to have sharply criticized the UN's involvement in the crisis. For the first time, the Obama administration on Thursday clearly and publicly said that a cash payment of $400 million to Iran was used as leverage to ensure the release of a group of American prisoners being held there. Earlier this month, President Barack Obama denied that the payment to Iran on the same day as the hostage release was some sort of nefarious deal, pointing out that the transfer was announced earlier as part of the U.S. nuclear deal with Tehran. On Thursday, State Department spokesman John Kirby said that it would have been irresponsible not to try to maintain maximum leverage.
With concerns that Iran may renege on the prisoner release, given unnecessary delays regarding persons in Iran who could not be located, as well as, to be quite honest, mutual mistrust between Iran and the United States, we of course sought to retain maximum leverage until after American citizens were released. That was our top priority. If you're asking me, was there a connection in that regard at the end game, I'm not going to deny that.
Republican lawmakers criticized the action, saying it undermined longstanding U.S. opposition to ransom payments. From Washington, this is VOA. On Thursday, the U.N. envoy for Syria, Staffan de Mistura, has expressed frustration at the continuing violence that's preventing the delivery of humanitarian aid to those in need of help.
Not one single convoy in 1 month has reached any of the humanitarian besieged areas.
He cut short a weekly meeting of the UN Aid Delivery Task Force on Thursday in Geneva and said the group would reconvene next week with what he hoped would be discussion of action instead of wishes and promises. The conflict in Syria has raged for more than 5 years, with the UN estimating more than 400,000 deaths and 13.5 million people in need of aid. Two cases of the Zika virus have been identified in Miami Beach, one of the world's most popular tourist spots, U.S. media reported on Thursday. Miami Beach officials were not available to comment, although the Miami Herald newspaper reported on Thursday that officials were sent to the area to inspect for mosquito breeding sites. The official estimated cost for the Olympic Games in Rio de Janeiro ranges somewhere between $4.5 and more than $6 billion. Some of that money was spent on glossy infrastructure projects that are expected to be a lasting legacy of the Games for the city. But as Jeff Swikard reports, the social cost associated with all that development will affect some of the citizens of Rio for the rest of their lives.
The investment in infrastructure that includes highways, rail lines, hotels, and sporting venues is a positive outcome of the Games. But that development has come at a social cost. It is estimated 20,000 people in Rio have been evicted from their homes for Olympic development. Robert Muga is the research director at the Instituto Agarapi, an NGO.
And these are people who were literally told overnight to leave their property, often with the use of force involved, with militia groups involved in coercing people and forcing them to leave. And this obviously is a terrible legacy of the Olympics, and I think will have implications long after the Olympic Games and the athletes pack up and go home.
Jeff Swikard, VOA News, Rio de Janeiro.
In other Olympic news, Brazil's men's beach volleyball team made the home crowds happy in Rio by winning a gold medal on Thursday. China's diving team dominated the Rio Games, winning 6 of 7 events. And two brothers from Britain placed first and second in the triathlon after medaling in the same event in London in 2012. Jordan earned its first Olympic medal with taekwondo. Reporting from Washington, I'm Steve Karish.
That's the latest world news from VOA.